Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
This is the ESPN Outdoors Report, and we're going to bring in Pete Huff from Best Dam Guide Service to get us going here today. Pete, what have you learned about fishing here this week as we are in the post-Labor Day season?
Well, with this cooler weather we're having, the water temps have dropped 10, 12 degrees already, and seems like the game fish, especially the walleyes and muskies, have definitely gotten better and they're starting their fall chew.
Sure. What have you heard? Where across the region have they been biting a lot? What have you heard from people?
The Madison chain, like if I'm doing a musky trip, it's typically Minona or Wabisa. And then the walleyes have been good on Mendota and Wabisa also. And live bait or jigging wraps, the fish, they're more bitey now, and they seem to be coming after the bait, whereas a week or two ago, you could bring your bait right past them and they wouldn't even move. So things are looking good for that, and should only get better.
How much more space do you have fishing this time of year? Because obviously with hunting seasons opening up, there are some people that choose just to put that boat away, you know, for a little while and get in the woods instead. I mean, is it a lot less traffic out on the lakes here, even like during the weeks and on weekends and now as we hit September?
Yes, definitely, especially when kids are back in school and stuff and people are onto other things. It's not even a quarter of the traffic, and you can sometimes almost have a lake to yourself. So it's kind of nice, and looks like we're having a good run of weather, which is going to be, you have several days in a row or a week in a row of consistent weather, it makes for better biting.
Have you been out in the woods for anything yet? Have you been hunting yet?
No, I have not. Nope. I've been kind of busy working and guiding, and especially this is good work weather too, and good, you know, fishing weather. But yeah, no, I've not. So just that'll be right around the corner.
Are there still any, do people still have fishing events post Labor Day? If people are looking for any tournaments or things like that, or those pretty much died out with the Labor Day holiday as well?
Yeah, they've kind of tapered off. You might have a few bass tournaments on the weekends, but it really kind of seems like Labor Day is kind of the cutoff for that.
Sure. Well, tell us about Best Dam Guide Service, if people are. I mean, obviously, we're almost to the – I shouldn't say we're almost to ice fishing because you never know when the ice is going to come, but your temperatures are getting cooler. People are looking to book a trip in any capacity. Tell us what you do and how they can book it.
Yeah, I've been starting booking trips. If you'd like to get out January, February, March, whenever for ice fishing, you can call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Huff or Best Dam Guide Service.
Pete, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Wade.
Let's bring in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle right now as we take a look at what's going on in Dane County and across the Madison region. How was your Labor Day weekend fishing, and what's it been like this week with the chillier temperatures coming our way?
Well, yeah, Labor Day weekend was gorgeous, and we had a lot of traffic through the shop, a lot of folks getting out, and, you know, I don't understand why people tend to consider Labor Day to be the day that the end is when everybody puts their boat away, because some of the best fishing of the year is coming right around the corner here as we get into fall, and these cooler temps are certainly reminding us of that, and yeah, the fishing around town has been great.
Why is fishing good in the fall?
Well, the fish are getting, they feel those cooler temperatures and the shorter days, and they know that winter's not far away, so they get out there and get their fall feed bag on, as I like to call it. They're bulking up for winter. They know that winter's a lean time for them, so they're getting ready. It's a great time, and a lot of fish also move in shallow, too, so a lot of shore anglers have more access. The water isn't as hot, so they're not out in the deeper, cool water. They'll move in shallow, and they're just in a good mood, and so are the anglers.
So what have people been catching? What have you heard across the region?
Well, the bluegill bite, actually, all around town's been great. Lake Mendota has had a great, all summer we've had a great bluegill bite out there and a lot of nice trophy fish out there. Lake Minona always has bluegills on it, and the numbers are absolutely through the roof. I tell everybody, and I will argue this with anybody, I think Lake Minona is the greatest bluegill lake in the state. But other fish that are biting, you know, walleye are starting to turn on with these cooler temps. I've even heard about a few moving in shallow in the evenings. The musky bite on Lake Minona has been great. These cooler temps, after a real long summer of warm temps, these cooler temps have got the muskies in a great mood. And, you know, everything, bass, pike, everything's been chewing lately. So yeah, get out there and enjoy these nice, cool fall days.
Well, if you're fishing anywhere in Dane County, you need to stop at DNS Bait and Tackle to get all the inside knowledge. What else will they find at DNS, Pat?
We've got everything you need to get out on the water. Of course, all the tackle that works here on our local chain. We've got a great selection of bait, but most importantly, we have local advice and knowledge of what's going on around town. So yeah, swing in the shop and we can point you in the right direction. We are at 1411 Northport Drive, right at the corner of Northport and Troy Drive, here on the north side of Madison, just a quarter mile from the Warner Park Boat Launch, and a quick jog off the interstate for people coming into town. We do a weekly fishing report. I publish that on our social media at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop. So that's Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We also have a good old school phone line you can call in, and the number there is 608 Big Fish to listen to the fishing report. But yeah, should be a great weekend. I hope everybody gets out and fishes.
Thanks for the time and good luck fishing. We'll chat next week.
Thank you, Wade. Always a pleasure. You take care.
Let's move our attention to fish tails in Fox Lake right now and bring in Dave. How was your Labor Day fishing and what's it been like since then, Dave?
Well, it was super busy all weekend. There were boats out everywhere on every lake in the area. A lot of pleasure boaters, you know, they put their boats away and close their cabins up and that kind of thing. But the fishing was very good. We had good weather. You know, Fox is still maintaining its bite that's had most of the last month and a half. Big Green's starting to fire up pretty good, too, and they're getting some fish over on Beaver Dam, but not a lot. I know they're getting some nice bass over on Emily. But, yeah, it's that time of year where the water's starting to cool. And, you know, with the forecast coming up, really cool mornings, it'll drop even more. And that's when they really start to get active in the fall. They put the feed bag on, and, you know, it's a really good time to be out there if you can. So a lot of guys, like I say, they put their boats away, and they're done by Labor Day. Well, I fish right up till ice, and it's very good.
Yeah, a lot of people are excited, though. I talked to a few people, and post-Labor Day, they're like, number one, it's not as much traffic, but the fish really getting after it here. They're here in September.
Oh, absolutely. It's the best time of the year for me. I mean, I like spring, too, but, yeah, you just see less and less people out there all the time, and the fish are just getting more and more active as it gets cooler, so it's a good time to be out there. We still got all our minnows stocked and, you know, all our baits and everything. So, you know, if you need anything, stop in. We'll show you where to go, what's going on. I was over on Big Green Tuesday and did very well. So it isn't just here, but, you know, this is what happens this time of year with the area lakes when they start to cool down and turn over. So, yeah, it's going to be really good coming up.
Well, let's tell us again where Fishtails is located and when you're open and what else they're going to find in the shop.
Well, we're right downtown Fox Lake. You can't miss us. We're right next to the river. We've got all the bait that you would need, live bait and lures, that kind of thing. So stop in. I got new maps. If you need, you know, to find out some areas that are working right now, stop in and talk to me, and I'll show you where to go and what to use.
All right, Dave, I appreciate all you do at Fishtails. We'll chat next week.
All right, thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine are your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2026 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
This is the ESPN Outdoors Report as we bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland. Rick, did you get out fishing on Labor Day, and how was the fishing from your perspective?
Yeah, we did. We pretty much fished every day. I mean, I fished days after Labor Day as well. You know, to be honest, I've been saying the last 3-4 weeks that the northern pike bite is really good out here on Fox Lake. We caught some giant northerns, and I said neighbors were catching some giant northerns. The bass fishing's been a little tough. I see there's a lot of guys pan fishing. But last week we ended up going to Big Green again and catching a bunch of bluegills. And actually I've been spending some time on Lake Emily. The bass bite is really good on Lake Emily, and it must be because the Tuesday after Labor Day here, when I got there at like 8 in the morning, there was five boats in the parking lot, and they were all bass fishing. So the bass bite was really good on Lake Emily, and it, you know, as the water gets a little colder and mornings like this morning where it's in the 40s, you know, it's only probably going to get better shortly.
Do you like fishing when it's colder? You have to throw on a winter hat and two hoodies, and then you're okay?
No, I absolutely hate it. I mean, I'm on blood thinners, so, I mean, the cold really affects me more than it should. But, you know, hunting is one thing, and fishing's another thing. And, you know, when you're casting and you got big, thick clothes on and, you know, you can't wear gloves and stuff, it kind of sucks, to be honest about it. But, you know, it's a lot of times, though, it's when the big girls bite, no doubt.
So, obviously, so then you limit your fishing this time of year, or do you still try to get out as much as you can?
Well, I get out as much as I can because I know right around the corner we're going to be ice fishing or it's going to get too cold to fish. But, you know, I've said the last couple of years, my favorite month to fish is September. I mean, it's there's a lot less boats on the lake. There's a lot less water skiers, jet skiers, but the fish really seem to go move in shallow. I mean, there's been days out here in Fox Lake bass fishing, I'll catch my legal limit of walleyes because they've all moved in shallow. And, you know, fishing is really good in September.
Hey, now, shifting into the woods, and you told me you haven't been out hunting in any capacity. What seasons are open now, and have you talked to anybody who's been in the woods?
Well, not necessarily the woods, the waters. Yep. Teal hunting is open. Early goose season is open. Dove season is open. And yesterday, bear season opened. I've had several friends driving around for hours, and I do mean hours, looking for geese in basically the three counties that surround us, and nobody's finding any geese. And I actually called one of my buddies. He was driving around the Portage area yesterday, and I drove by the Mech building on Industrial Drive. I said, well, there's 3,000 geese right here in town. This is where you ought to be hunting. And we both kind of laughed, but I know there were several people behind the marsh on opening day of teal season. I heard two ducks were shot. Locally, the teal numbers are just not here. Several of my friends and other guys that I've talked to have been out teal hunting, and they're just not even seeing any teal. They're seeing wood ducks and gadwalls and mallards, but very few teal. But that being said, you know, this morning they had frost warnings all northern Wisconsin and Canada. That should push some teal our way. You know, the teal are one of those ducks that, you know, that they don't like cold, and they start moving as soon as it gets cold. But as far as the waterfowl hunting, I mean, I haven't heard any good reports whatsoever around here.
Well, Rick, obviously, if people aren't catching fish, they can start thinking about adding some great lures to their tackle box from Raw Bass Customs, or even probably next. Are you booking? Do you book trips for next year already or not?
I can, but I, you know, normally the phone starts ringing around March and April is when I really start making guiding trips.
Well, tell us about Raw Bass Customs, where you can find them and what you painted, because it's that time of year where people start, can get their Christmas shopping done early.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, that's what I did yesterday afternoon. I paint about 70 different blanks for crankbaits and topwater baits for bass, muskie, walleye, and pike. They're available here at Fishtails and Fox Lake, M&M Tackle and Portage, and Dick Smith's Bait and Tackle down in Pewaukee are probably your three closest places.
All right, Rick, appreciate what you do, and let's hope you have some success this week, and we'll chat next week on the Fishing Report.
All right, Wade, sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report three times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.